This is a Collider.com audio interview.
With the Hulk coming next year, you have to be far along with the script. And I'm curious, what can you tell us about the story? And are you going to incorporate any of the CGI that you developed for the first film, the effects, into this new?
None. No. It's a new Hulk. It's a new direction, new size, new color, new attitude. We are not in anything that was done before is not in this movie. It's a very different kind of a Hulk. It's more of a love story. It's a heroic Hulk. It's a kind of Hulk we loved in the show. So it's kind of more influenced by the show than anything else. It's very human, very touching, and huge action. Louis Leterrier has a unique filming style that will be great here. It's going to be spectacular.
What color?
Any truth to a gray Hulk?
I'm sorry?
Any truth to a gray Hulk?
Well,
we'll
see.
Well,
I don't know.
Color says the Hulk, yeah.
We'll
take it as a maybe. But my other thing is, with Edward Norton, I mean, it was such a bold casting choice and truthfully brilliant. How do you get someone of that caliber to sign on? You know, what's the conversation? Was he interested? Did you just go after him? How did that
you let him out? Read the script, let him meet the team, let him understand what the character is about, what is the journey about. He actually turned down Hulk 1. So I guess second time around was more convincing.
Who wrote it, Avi? Hmm? The writer. Who wrote it?
Zach Penn.
What made him change his mind about the second one that was not? Because the first one, I mean, Ang Lee, I mean, you would think that would be a
I think he probably wasn't ready, or, you know, people have. I think, in all fairness, I think that Spider-Man and X-Men, uniquely so, made actors of this caliber really interested in our kind of movies. They realize that they can tell a story in a real special way. And the creature still contain the character of the actor. And if you look at the kind of inspired choices were done on Spider-Man 1, 2, and now 3, it gets the attention. People get attracted. And they realize, no, it's not about the action, it's about the story. And that's how, as Laura said, you had Thomas Hayden Church and Topher take a leap of faith. In all fairness, a leap of faith, when you have Sam Raimi in the room, is not exactly a leap of faith, because you have Alvin Sargent writing. So if I'm an actor and I say, okay, I have this two-time Academy Award winning writer who write humanity better than anybody there, and I have Sam, who is a great director, but a fan also, so you know it's going to be something special. Sounds good. It's a hell of a beginning. So obviously, it breeds comfort, and people are curious, and they want to come on board. Robert Downey Jr. to be in a superhero movie. If you talked to him about it 10 years ago, he would have looked at you like, get out of here. He's having the time of his life. So.
I want to